Expats Life India, why it is so special. Welcome to a new episode of the Get Shit Done IT podcast. My name is Michael Seidel, and today we have a special episode because I'm sitting right now in India, in Bangalore, waiting for checkout and doing a special edition of this podcast because yesterday we had Expats Life India, and I want to talk about what is so special at Expats Life India. As I said, a little special podcast. So as I said, yesterday we had Expats Life India, and today waiting for checkout and doing the special episode. And this I wanted to use to talk about the different things, what it is here about in India. First of all, of course, all the friendship to Samir helps a lot. It is one of the main reasons we do every year in Expats Life India, but also the session stuff. Because, for example, so when I talk we, I mean Samir, because Samir is doing this the conference and all the planning. But Samir had around 3,000 signups for Expats Life India, so that's a huge number. He had to throw back around the half to make sure not only students show up. So we have a mix of professionals and students. And so we had 1,400 signups, and we only have room for 450. And if you do a conference in India, especially when the tickets are for free, you might have 1,400 signups, but showing up might be 50 or 1,400. So you don't know. So you have to arrange with what happens on that day. And we decided, so Stoyan and me here in India, and we decided to arrive at the venue at Microsoft campus a little bit earlier to help Samir build everything up and arrange everything. And 2 hours before we arrived, and there has been already a huge line of attendees wanted to go into the building. So they are here 2 hours before the official start, because Samir told everyone you have to show up early because first come, first serve. We only have capacity for 450 people. So everyone needs to show up early to get in. So they showed up around 2 hours before the event starts. So that's a huge passion, or the sign of passion. They really want to learn something. The next one is they're really focused in the sessions. So they're really sitting there, they're really focused on the session, even if it's a technical deep dive session or I did my Get Shit Done in a T session, it's more a soft skills session. They're really passionate, they're really listening, they're really asking, and they're really interested. And that's, in my opinion, one of the major differences to European or US sessions or conferences. So in European or US, they have to pay a lot of money to go into the session, to attend the conference. And then you have people sitting in, maybe doing a nap, maybe playing on the phone, maybe talking about anything else, but not listening. From the other side, it's very disturbing. The speaker, me as a speaker, of course. And what I don't understand, they pay a lot of money to go there and then they sleep or play on the phone. And I think that's maybe one difference. Of course, in Europe, US, there are also other people, but I haven't seen that in India before, and it is my fourth session right now. The passion is very different. And on top, the conference was on Saturday, so it's not an excuse they have to go to get a free day from their business. So they did it on their spare time, on their free time, visited the conference, and they're really passionate, really. They're soaking in everything. And as a speaker, this is really a joy to do a speech in that area. So if you have attendees doing a nap in your session, that might be a little bit frustrating, a little bit, it's a little bit awkward. But in India, they're so interested, so passionate about everything. And that's a joy to be a presenter. And of course, after the session, they ask a lot of questions. They ask for guidance. They ask for help. They ask for feedback. I had a few students told me about their startup idea. So they're right now in university and finishing in maybe next one, two, three years. They already have plans for a startup. And some of them pitched me their idea and wanted to have an advice if that idea is good. told nearly everyone the same. It's not up to me if I like this idea, I find it good or whatever. I might not be a potential customer. And so it doesn't matter if I find the idea good or not. It's not a thing, my opinion, make this a success or not. So that's not on me. I told everyone the same. My opinion, it's not only about the product. Of course, you need to sell that product and earn money. But it's more like your mindset. Are you really doing what you like? Are you doing it for yourself? Are you fine with it if you fail to go to try a different path, try a different approach and not quit? So that's one of the main things. So the product might be important, but I think if you put a lot of joy, if you put a lot of passion into that product, if you have the mindset that if you fail, that you try a different approach, then I think you can be successful. And the next one is that maybe find a customer, or maybe find customers you can work and evolve the product together, because it doesn't make sense to have the best product, the shiny GUI and everything, but no customer will buy it. So you have to find those potential customers, maybe giving you feedback you can go put in back to the program. So that's one of the important things. But the most one, what I told them is the mindset. And my opinion doesn't make a product a success or failure. Okay. And that's what I told them. So that's about Experts Live India. Maybe some more insights. Every year we are coming here for Experts Live India. Samir is every time taking care of us. It's like family friendship. And also the conference is just a pleasure to be there, to get that feedback and everything. So if you might visit India and you want to start with speaking, mark your calendar. I think February 2026. Will be your next Experts Live India. I don't know where, when exactly, but mostly it will be in February. So mark your calendars. Or maybe you just want to visit India and see a tech conference here. So it's definitely worth the effort and worth the travel time to see a really nice country and a really nice tech conference. So at the end, if you have a question for one of the next episodes, let me know. Send me a text message or voice message on LinkedIn. Otherwise, wish you a nice week. Stay productive. Bye-bye.
If you enjoy this podcast, if it brings you joy, provides value, and you perhaps even listen to it on a regular basis, then I have a request for you today. I need your support to help the podcast grow and reach more people. What you can do is very simple. Subscribe to it on your preferred platform, leave me a comment, a rating if you liked an episode, and share it on social media. I want to reach every IT professional out there and help them better organize themselves. And I'm extremely grateful if you help me with this.